Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. There were allegations of sexual harassment on Beacon Hill today. The Massachusetts House has ordered its counsel to conduct a comprehensive review of the chamber's efforts to prevent any sort of sexual harassment or workplace retaliation. This is in response to a report this afternoon by a Boston Globe columnist. It details allegations of harassment at the Statehouse. A dozen women who have worked as aides, lobbyists, activists, or lawmakers describe harassment and sexual misconduct by men who work at the Statehouse. None of the women are identified. They all say speaking publicly would hurt their careers. A statement from House Speaker Robert DeLeo says he is infuriated. He says the House has a zero-tolerance policy for harassment and will investigate any claims. For more on this developing story, we turn to WBUR News Statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Steve, these are incendiary accusations. What is the reaction to them there on Beacon Hill?
Well, the mood today is of concern. They're scrambling to respond. The concern to stop any sexual harassment that may be taking place, and that's why the speaker made that statement earlier. But also to protect the reputation of the legislature itself. That's very important to them.
Who have you talked to there? Anybody who has gone on the record with a reaction?
Yes, I did catch up with Ron Mariano of Quincy. He's the House Majority Leader. He said he was surprised that 12 people claimed to be victims. He said he wasn't sure whether they were all here at the State House or just politics in general. He says that the House has policies in place and that the House has taken action whenever they hear this. He says that everyone understands here at the State House that they have a right to be safe.
We think we're well positioned to deal with just about anything that happens, but it is unsettling to hear that some people are uncomfortable, and we're gonna do everything we can to fix that.
That's Ron Mariano. Steve, you have been around the State House for years now. I wonder if you yourself are surprised by these claims.
Not terribly surprised. I was surprised by how egregious some of the situations were. You always hear rumors, and usually it's second, third hand of things that have gone on. I did have a conversation a couple of weeks ago when the Harvey Weinstein story first broke with a State House staffer here, just talking about the relationship between men and women here at the State House, and she was saying how sometimes she feels uncomfortable by the way that particularly older men sometimes look at women staffers here, maybe a comment here or there that's a little inappropriate, but nothing is egregious as what was pointed out in that column.
I wonder, you said nothing as egregious was spoken about, but I wonder when you look at the column, it was Globe columnist Yvonne Abraham who broke the story. It makes the point that Massachusetts politics remain largely male-dominated. How much of that attitude or how much of that fact is reflected in attitudes there as far as you can detect?
Well, there are more female legislators, women legislators here than there were 30, 40 years ago. That's definite. But it's only about a quarter of the legislature. And if you look at the split between the population, we're roughly close to 50-50. And so there's a feeling that that margin should be a lot closer, that the number of men to women in the legislature should be closer to 50% men, 50% women, as opposed to just a quarter women.
One final question. We said that in Yvonne Abraham's column that the women would not give their names because they feared some kind of retribution. How risky is the political environment of the State House? Does it seem as if it would be very difficult for someone to speak out publicly?
It does, because not only in the area of sexual harassment, but in just trying to get things done here, there's an attitude pervasive through the building that to get along, you have to go along with the rules and with the not speaking out, not causing much of a fuss. So that's quite common. So I'm not surprised by that at all.
All right. Thank you. WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown. Thanks again.
Thanks, Lisa.